East Timorese flocked to the nation's 700 polling stations Saturday to choose among 14 parties vying to lead a new government. But the main showdown is between the ruling Fretilin Party and the new CNRT Party, led by the independence hero and former president, Xanana Gusmão. Few expect either to win an outright majority needed to control the 65-seat parliament. The winner will likely form a coalition government with other parties. Former Prime Minister and Fretilin Secretary, General Maria Petiri, was forced to resign last year after he fired a third of the army. That sparked gun battles between rival security forces that led to a wave of gang warfare, arson, and looting. After voting Saturday, Mr. Alkatiri expressed confidence in a Fretilin victory.
I am confident. We won already. I've been traveling around the country and I know. We fought for the independence and we had an experience of governing the country.
Fretilin has ruled East Timor since independence 5 years ago. The impoverished nation voted to break away from Indonesia's harsh 24-year rule in 1999, but only gained full independence 3 years later after a period under United Nations supervision. Many East Timorese blame Fretilin for last year's violence that engulfed the tiny nation of a million people. Rosa, a woman who sheltered Mr. Gusmão at great risk to her own life when he was a guerrilla fighting for the country's independence in 1990, says she completely supports the CNRT. She says this is a crucial vote and only the CNRT can bring a better future for the East Timorese. Former Prime Minister and Nobel laureate José Ramos Horta became East Timor's president this year following two rounds of voting. A longtime ally of Mr. Gusmão, he says whichever party wins must try to form a coalition government quickly.
The party that wins should walk halfway, immediately meet with the other parties and invite them to form a government. It would be good for the country.
Vote counting will begin early Sunday morning after all the ballot boxes are transported from polling stations to the 13 counting centers established in each district capital. A representative of the nearly 500 international observers and more than 2,400 national observers will travel with the ballot boxes to the counting centers to ensure the polls' integrity. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Dili, East Timor.